Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, the Spirit of America Party radio show, and the Spirit of America Party challenge coin. It's a 911 New York challenge coin, and it has a New Yorker's inscription on it, which says, 911, we forget nothing. And on the other side, it says, God bless America. And support our troops with dollar signs, wherever they are. So, I'm watching, and people of my generation can't believe their eyes, that since World War II, when we thought we had defeated all the enemies that hate the United States, we find out that our greatest enemy is ourselves. And we've been balkanized and been buried in race cards. And America is not the melting pot anymore. Savage used to say it was a chamber pot. Savage is gone. He was a conservative talk show radio host. And the communists got him. And one day they will get you. You'll be walking along the street and a car will pull up and four men will get out. And they'll find out that that you're carrying holy pictures. And you've been pointed out by the neighborhood spy. Oh, that can't happen here. I'm having a dinner with a Hungarian refugee who came here after the Hungarian Revolution. When poor Hungary rose up against the Russians, the communists, and they were led to believe that we would help them, and we didn't come to help. And I remember as a teenager listening to the last broadcast from Free Hungary Radio as the Russians were coming up the stairs and shooting everybody. And it could hear the crackle of the radio, you know. And they said, this is it. This is our last moments on earth. Do not abandon us. And we abandon them for the greater good. We can't start a world war. But we could send troops, 59,000 troops to die in Vietnam and never bomb the capital, Hanoi. Because Hanoi Harbor was loaded with Russian ships and Chinese ships unloading weapons to kill those 59,000. But we didn't want to start a war with Russia. Does that make sense to you? And then our jet planes were shot down by SAM missiles. And when they were building the SAM sites, our Air Force generals wanted to go and smash them before they could be operational. And we said, we can't do that because the Russians are there building those sites, and we don't want to start a war with the Russians. Better 59,000 Americans die and we keep the peace with the Russians. And now the Russians are here. We have late breaking news. The State Department is really not the State Department. He's the Department of Justice, McCabe. McCabe has fled the country. And he was recently spotted in Moscow. He's the manager of a Clinton uranium store. Now, I got a question for you. If tomorrow, we, the nation, the A Pluribus Unum people, who aren't so pluribus, discovered that on our borders were Chinese troops and Russian troops, and they had nuclear superiority, what percentage of Americans would surrender? I thought it was 50%. But people are telling me it's 90%. If it's 90%, we're in trouble. Because we need 25% to win a revolution. That's what it took in 1776. And remember this, the American Revolution started a war because of taxes. You know how many taxes there were? Four. One on paint, one on glass, one on stamps, and the one that broke the camel's back was tea. Four taxes, and it drove the Americans wild. Now, if you look out the driveway today, you may have a toll booth. If you live in New Jersey, you're getting a toll booth in your driveway. Yeah. And even worse, talking about putting a toilet meter on your toilet, and it's going to take quarters. And if you don't have the quarter, they put a boot on your toilet, and a week later, somebody tows it away. They're taxing everything. Everywhere you look, they're taxing. There's a flatulent tax coming if you own a cow. Yeah, no more fresh milk for you, sucker. Okay, I'm going to give you a nice tune. I love this tune. You heard the opening tune, The Eye of the Tiger, because we see the tiger sees everything. Now we're going to give you one called Smooth. And it's a marching band. I love marching bands. They stir you up. They make you feel American. So here we go. We'll be right back. So what's happening to our country? It just did not happen. Communists have been planting seeds of destruction since they had communist cells spying on other communist cells in Los Alamos, a top-secret nuclear facility. We just learned today that the American State Department ambassador to the Ukraine told their government officials not to pay attention to our President Trump because he is going to be impeached. Recall that communist Clinton-appointed traitor and replace her with a vet in a wheelchair. Do it on a big recall of all bribe-paying to get the job ambassadors, especially Clinton and Obama-appointed subjects. We're in a communist revolution, folks. They're trying to keep it smooth, but they're being forced to come out from the closet. From the Soviet closet. And what's dragging them out is the extreme right wing is getting too much play. But you know what? I see they're using the Republicans to destroy the competition within the Democrat Party. The Republicans are taking on Ocasio-Cortez and all the other extreme communists. Camelhead Harris and Spartacus and the hijab babies. Yeah. And with the hijab babies comes anti-Semitism. And have you seen and can you believe the Democrat Party, who the last real Democrat was Harry Truman, and he established the State of Israel. He recognized the State of Israel, the first president to do so. It is really sad. And the only one that's looking out for Israel, I'll tell you who they are. They're Hasidim. They are evangelicals who are more supportive of Israel than anybody else. And Donald Trump. And overnight, anti-Semitism has risen up in the Democrat Party. I can't believe my eyes. And also in the universities, where once Jewish people were considered scholars and leaders, and now they're considered racists and called racists in the colleges and in the Democrat Party. I fear the rise of anti-Semitism, and I've seen it grow over the last year or two. And every time I see the rise of anti-Semitism, a picture flashes in my mind. It's a concentration camp picture. And it's a barbed wire on both sides, entranceway. And there are little boys and girls wearing the stripes and the Star of David. And the little kids are pulling up their sleeves and they're showing the tattooed number on their arms. And I never want to see that happen in my country because I got skin in the game. And when I see my grandchildren all huddled together, I see those kids in that concentration camp. And speaking of concentration camps, have you seen the Democrat chop shops? Those are killing fields, just like Cambodia. Those are chop shops. And they cut the babies up. They cut their heads off. And a governor in Virginia was advocating out-of-the-womb abortion. And he's also a pediatrician. I don't know how you can call yourself a pediatrician. I mean, the Hippocratic Oath is do no harm. And they asked him, so what do you do with the baby out of the womb? So we make it comfortable. It's a hit. It's a it. It's not a he or a she. We make it comfortable. And then we leave the choice up to the doctor and the mother. And so what happens if the mother says she doesn't want it? Well, the quickest way to kill it is to break its neck. Think about that. Now they want to lower the age to vote to 16. I say you should lower it to babies in the womb and give them an absentee ballot. And I guarantee you every ballot that comes out will be for life. A vote for life. It is really sad. But I'm worried about the rise of anti-Semitism and the erasing of the First and Second Amendments. And I'll go to the Second Amendment first. And those who take your guns away intend to kill you. When Hitler was rising to power, he ordered that all guns be seized from the German people. And the German people said, why are you taking our guns away? And he said, what do you need guns for? You have the SS to protect you. And you know how that worked out, right? The knock on the door at 4 a.m. and the SS has come. And they don't have to worry about getting shot. The only problem is how many bullets is it going to take to kill you. So we're going to go to a smooth samba, take a break. And then we'll talk about other things that are destroying the country. Can you believe that ambassador to the Ukraine, a Clinton-appointed woman, turned to the Ukrainian politicos over there and said, don't worry about Trump. He's going to be impeached. He's supposed to be representing the United States. 65 million Americans voted for Trump. That was no mistake. Our job now is to get him up to 100 million. And I got some left-wing relatives that are going to get a lot of pressure from me in 2020. Will I convince all of them? No. But if I get one, that's one more than was there last time. 65 million Americans against the Democrat Rhino Rat Party. Now you see Mitt Romney? Mitt Romney is up to no good. Mitt Romney is there to destroy Trump. And those Rhino Rats don't care if the Democrats win. They want to get rid of Trump. And Trump has done more for this country. His first day in office, he got oil rushing through pipelines. He is trying to keep all his promises, and his biggest opposition is his own party. His own party is worse than the Democrat communists. Because we know communists want, they want to rape the treasury and line their pockets. But what they don't realize in the communist pecking order, only the man on top gets the money. Everybody else gets killed. They have no idea what communism is all about. We were talking about concentration camps. Do you know that when the Russians liberated the concentration camps in their zone, that they kept them open and used them to kill their political enemies? Nobody told you that in communist history school, did they? What do you know about the American Revolution? What do you know? How did we put this great country together? No, the communists got you worrying about paying reparations. Reparations for what? My father and mother came here from the old country. They had no slaves. They bought no slaves. They sold no slaves. Why should they be made to pay to people who didn't suffer slavery? $350,000 white boys died to free the slaves. And 350,000 white boys on the other side of the battle flag fought for their land that they didn't even own. Only 6% of Confederates owned slaves. Most of the boys in the Confederacy didn't even have shoes. They were fighting for the land that they didn't even own. They were sharecroppers. But the communists will have you fighting each other. Divide and conquer goes back to Rome. So now we got ambassadors. You know how when a guy gets to be an ambassador, right? The same way a dumb college kid gets into Harvard. You got to pay somebody off. You got to do the schmear. You got to grease them. The Arabs call it bakshish. Payoffs, that's it. Life is a payoff. Ambassadors buy that seat from the party in power. That's why I say every appointed ambassador from the Clinton administration, the Bush administration, and the Obama administration should be replaced with vets in wheelchairs so the world knows what price we pay for freedom. Shout out to the boys who served and died in Korea. It's because of you that South Korea lives today. Otherwise, they'd be eating their belts and bark off of trees. Thank you for the greatest contribution you made to freedom. To the boys who fought in Vietnam, you got screwed. You were betrayed at home. You did not lose any battle on the battlefield. You were betrayed and stabbed in the back at home by the potheads and the free love generation. Where are they now? We got 59,000 guys on the wall. I think the Korean War put at least 40,000 guys on the wall. And then we had World War II, the greatest generation. And 4 million guys left to go fight the Germans and the Japanese. And they never expected to come home. And their success is never talked about in communist cucumber schools, because American heritage is now replaced, is disappearing in the public school system. You're not to know how great this country is and how great the men and women are who made sacrifices so that we could be free. Savage used to say, if it wasn't for the greatest generation, you'd be a lampshade or a pillow. They used to take the hair for pillows and the skin for lampshades. And they would love it today if they had you, because you got those nice tattoos. And if you went to the rape of Nanking by the Japanese, you would see babies on bayonets. You would see C-sections by bayonets. You have no idea what a conqueror can do on a rampage, and who's to stop them. Well, the good news for Trump is he's picking up Latinos. And the Latino population is now bigger than the black population. And Latino families and all of these Latinos that are coming up are from the Caribbean and Central America, wherever they're coming from, many of them are Catholic. So they have basic instincts of goodness in them, taught by the Ten Commandments. Yet they grew up under oppression and dictators lining their pockets and robbing the country blind. Brazil has been robbed, I think, by two presidents. Now Bolsonaro's up here with Donald Trump. And Trump has a good opportunity to make Brazil and Venezuela pro-American. And an American president hasn't been in South America without getting rocked. So Trump has a good opportunity. And they all look at Trump and they see Trump is making progress when other countries are not making progress. Trump is making money for the American people, and the American people are making more money, even though you got less on a tax return this year. Don't forget, you were taking home a little bit more. So you got to do the math and see how you really worked out. But Trump is getting rid of regulations, and Trump is bringing business back home. A country that does not manufacture and cannot win a war. In World War II, we sold the Japanese the 3rd Avenue L, and they shot it back at us during the war. And back then, we made our own steel. And the first thing Trump did was revive the steel industry. So he's going to pick up. So these Latinos come out of South America and Central America, and they bring with them two things: an appreciation for communism, because the communists told them they were going to get everything that they ever wanted, and they were going to take it away from the robber barons, which they lived under. So they have an appreciation of communism, and that's why the Democrats want them. But they also have a love of God. You'll hear them say, Viva Cristo Rey, all the time. So now they come to the United States and they've got religion, and the Democrats think they're going to keep them, but they're not going to keep them, because after they're here a while, they wise up. So the Latinos, family Latinos especially, are going to be pro-American. And they're going to blend, unlike some other tribes that don't blend. And then you have gospel blacks. Gospel blacks love Jesus. And they, a lot of those ministers are mocked, just like Christians are mocked. Do you know what a definition of a right winger is by a Democrat? A Christian. Because Christians follow the Ten Commandments. And so do Jewish people. It's their God, and it's his commandments. We're sharing them. And you never forget, our religion was founded by a rabbi. And when he was betrayed, he was kissed on the cheek. And the one who betrayed him said, Hail, Rabbi. How's that? He picked the house of David to come from. God bless him. So we'll give a little tribute to gospel blacks, because they're going to make the difference for Trump in 2020. And we'll play you Oh Happy Day. Okay, That's so happy day. I got a tune called No Other Love, sung by a World War II gal. Remember, 4 million GIs went to fight to save this country. They never expected to come home. And this girl sang for her guy who was away, and she was waiting for him. Who waits for a guy today? 10 minutes? Okay, 15 minutes.
No other love can warm my heart now that I've known the comfort of your arms. No.
Do you take this woman to be your happily wedded wife, to love and to serve in sickness and in health, to till death do you part? Oh, hold on a minute, Father. I got to talk to my lawyer. Yeah. Sad, isn't it? I was at a celebration, and it's all retired people. It's a 50 and over community. And there was about 100 people there. And the MC said, anybody that was in the service, come on up. And he called them by branches of the service. The only ones sitting at the table were women. The entire party had served in the military. You try that today and see what you get. 1% of the country, less than 1% of the country is all that protects it. 99% has no idea what's going on. Here's a tune. It's a 50s rock and roll. It's by a group called the Del Vikings. They were all in the Air Force and they got together and created a doo-wop group. And the name of the tune is It Any Wonder? Communists destroy your heritage. The greatest gift you have is the fact that you're an American. And that doesn't come easy because somebody had to die to ensure that you would stay alive. Never forget that. I'm going to close with the tune. It's called The Star Spangled Banner. And the only need we take is to pray. Like Tim Tebow, who's coming out with a movie. Him and his brother made a movie. It's supposed to be pretty good. Oh, how they hate Tim Tebow, because Tim Tebow loves Jesus. And what does Jesus say? If you're ashamed of me before men, I will be ashamed of you before my Father. Ooh, I don't want to go through that. The tune you're going to hear has 47 scratches in a vinyl record. It was made by the original cast of World War II. Each scratch represents 8,000 Americans who died so you could live. That's their legacy that they gave to you. And that's part of your heritage. So whether you came in planes, trains, or in chains, we're all the same, we're American. Never forget it. Listen to the ocean's roar.